大家好。
Greetings.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为这个教会是你所自己建立的。
Because this church is established by you.
主耶稣爱这个教会，为这个教会舍己。
Jesus loved this church and gave himself to this church.
求主给这个教会更多爱你的弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord give us more brothers and sisters who loves you.
使用他们的恩赐在教会里面侍奉。
And to use their gifts to serve in the church.
也为到教会有好的领袖我们祷告。
We also pray for the good leaders in this church.
以知道他可以成为弟兄姊妹的榜样。
And they can become the good examples for our brothers and sisters.
愿意提多书成为这个教会的一个鼓励。
May the book of Titus become an encouragement to this church.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在世界上面呢，有很多宗教，他们的信徒的生活跟他们的金钱的信仰是分开的。
There are many religions in this world.And there are many believers, but their lives and their beliefs are separate.
他们在宗教上面可能可以很敬虔。
They may be very pious in the belief.
但是他们平常的生活却可以是很败坏。
But their daily lives could be very corrupted.
你想想泰国这个国家。
Think about the country Thailand.
泰国是一个佛教的国家。
It's a Buddhist country.
佛教是强调慈悲为怀。
Buddhism talks about the leniency and kindness.
但是泰国这个国家同时也是以卖淫的这个事情出名的。
But Thailand is also well known for its prostitution industry.
印度是印度教跟佛教的国家的来源。
And India is the origin of Hinduism and Buddhism.
但是如果你看新闻的时候，常常看到新闻是印度人呢就是侵犯这些女性的新闻。
But if you read news, oftentimes you will see the abuse of the women were reported.
美国是基督教以基督教立国的。
And America is established on Christianity.
但是呢，现在的虽然有很多人说自己是基督徒，但是呢，很多时候美国人还是过一个很败坏，就是追求物质的一个生活。
Many people claim they are Christian, but they live corrupted lives and they are live for the seeking of a material gain.
为什么会有这样子的一个现象呢？
Why there's such phenomenon?
因为呢，好人难做。
Because it's difficult to be good.
如果一个人想希望靠自己的努力成为一个好人，达到神的标准，其实是没有可能的。
If it's impossible for anyone to be good.By his own strength.
在提多书第一章的最尾的结束的时候呢，他谈到一些假的信徒。
And at the end of the Titus chapter 1, it's mentioned the false believers.
十六节讲到，他们说是认识神，行事却和他相悖，本是可憎恶的，是叛逆的，是在各样善事上可废弃的。
Verse 16, they claim to know God, but by their actions they deny Him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good.
那如果假的信徒没有能力去达到好的标准的时候，神的儿女能不能够做得到呢？
If the false believer cannot, by their own strength to reach the good standard. What about the true believer of God?
提多书的第二章呢，开始的时候有一个很重要的字。
And the chapter 2 starts with a very important word.
就是但。
That is a but.
二章一节，中文圣经是这样子翻，他说，但你所讲的总要符合那纯正的道理。
You, however, must teach what is in accord with sound doctrine.
所以保罗提醒提多，我们是神的儿女，我们不应该过一个生活呢，是言行不一样的。
Paul reminds Titus, we are God's children, we should not live a life that is not consistent with the word and our deeds.
他还告诉提多，我们怎么可以做到言行一致呢？
And he also told Titus, how could we be consistent in our words and deeds?
就是通过教这个纯正的道理。
It is by teaching the sound doctrine.
保罗呢知道了教会的建立有两个很重要的因素。
Paul knows the establishment of church has two important factors.
第一，他就需要一些好的领袖。
First, it needs the good leaders.
第二，就是需要好的会员。
And the second, it needs the good member.
所以他在第一章的时候就叫提多，你要怎么选你们的长老牧师啊
？So in chapter one, he tells Titus, how do you elect the good leaders?
因为呢，长老牧师就是教会的掌门人。
Because the elders and pastors are church's gatekeeper.
那么从第二到第三章呢，保罗就讲到好的会员是怎么样的。
And in chapter 2 and chapter 3, it talks about what the good members look like.
特别在第二章里面呢，保罗就教提多，就是如何教导纯正的道理。
And especially in chapter 2, he told Titus how to teach the sound doctrine.
其实纯正的道理就是健康的道理的意思。
And the sound doctrine is the healthy doctrine.
你有健康的道理的时候，你就会有健康的会员。
You have healthy doctrine, you have healthy members.
所以呢，在我们刚刚念的这段圣经里面，保罗就把教会呢分成四类的会员。
In the passage we just read, Paul divided the members into four different groups.
就是老年的弟兄，
elder men.
老年的姊妹
，elder sisters，
少年的姊妹
，younger sisters，
少年的弟兄
，younger brothers。
这四类的会员都需要好的行为。
These four different groups all need to have good behaviors。
保罗讲完这四大类的会员以后，他还加了两个特别的类别。
After he finished talking about these four groups, he added another two groups.
就是提多的本人。
And one is the Titus himself.
还有呢，就是做奴仆的应该怎么去行。
And the other is the slaves. How shall they do?
所以呢，我们今天就会讲到这六种人呢，他需要怎么去过他们的生活。
So today we'll talk about the six different groups people how they ought to live their lives.
所以我们先来看呢，这些好人的模范是怎么样的。
Let's first look at the models of the good persons.
第二节讲到了劝老年人有节制、端庄、自守，在信心、爱心、忍耐上要纯无瑕。
Verse 2 says, teach the older man to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance.
老年人呢，就是讲到老年的弟兄。
Older man is older brother.
在当时的社会呢，你50岁以上呢，你就是老年人了。
In that times, if you are 50 and older, you are older people.
保罗呢对老年人第一个提醒呢，就是他们要有节制。
the first reminder to the elder persons are temperate.
节制的意思呢，就是呢，他有一个清醒的头脑。
And temperate means you have a sober mind.
那为什么保罗要劝老年人呢？老年的弟兄，你要有一个清醒的头脑呢？
Why Paul remind older men to have a sober mind?
那我就想起我们中国的皇帝。
I think about our the Chinese emperor.
这些皇帝呢，如果他做的年日越长的时候，到最后他们会变成怎么样？
When they have been the emperor for a long time, what type of person they became?
通常到年老的时候呢，他就会变成一个很昏庸的一个皇帝了。
They became foolish and have poor judgment.
在当时保罗的世界里面，老年人就是他们社会的领袖。
And in Paul's time, the older men are their leaders.
很多时候，因为他们的年纪，他不需要向其他人负责。
Because of their age, they did not to be responsible for other people's.
也没有很少人会提醒他们。
And rarely any people remind them of anything.
很多时候他们就按照自己的人生的经验呢去做决定。
And they often made their decision by their life experience.
但是这样子的时候，很多时候他就会变成一个老顽固。
And he did that and became a stubborn man.
所以保罗提醒老年的弟兄，你要常常保持一个清醒的头脑。
So Paul reminded them that they need to have a sober mind.
端庄的意思就是值得尊重的意思。
The worthy of respect, the reverent means worthy of respect.
就是呢，你做人呢有一个严肃的、庄重的、表现。
Which means you will be a person of the dignity.
通常呢，这个字是形容皇帝或者形容神的。
Oftentimes, this word is used to be described the king and God.
通常呢，你会发觉这个要求也出现在老年的妇女上面。
You'll find this requirement also applies to reference to the older women.
保罗呢也要求呢教会的执事在提摩太。前书里面要求呢，你做执事的，你也要有一个庄重的表现。
In First Timothy, Paul also talk about the deacons. They are to have they are to be worthy of respect.
后来他也要求提多，你要有一个庄重的表现。
And he require Titus to.Be worthy of respect.
所以保罗要求老年的弟兄、老年的姊妹做执事的，还有提多，他是一个教会的长老。你这四类人，他们都需要平常有一个庄重的表现。
So, Paul requires a young, older men, older women, Titus and the deacons, those leaders, they need to be worthy of respect.
这些四类人有什么共通点？
What's the commonalities among these four different groups?
其实他们就是在某程度上，他就是一个领袖。
They are leaders.
别人会接受他们的教导。
They will teach others.
好像老年的妇女，他会教少年的妇女。
Like the older men, women, they will teach the younger women.
如果你是一个老的弟兄，有一天你可能成为教会的长老。
And if you are an older man, one day you probably will become the elders in the church.
所以保罗提醒这些人，你要在信心、爱心、忍耐上纯全无瑕。
So Paul reminds them that they need to be sound in faith, in love, and in endurance.
很多年前呢，我刚进神学院的时候，有一件事情我很不习惯的。
Many years ago, when I was in seminary, there's one thing that I don't get used to.
就是呢，我们去上学的时候呢，要打领带。
Oh, yeah. That is, we need to wear ties when we go to class.
你知道啊，我出来工作十多年了，都没有打过领带去上班的。
You know, when I worked in my secular jobs for over 10 years, I've never wear ties to work.
后来呢，其实神学院的校长也觉得要解释一下为什么要这样子的要求。
And the president of the seminary thought they need to explain why they have such requirement.
他就解释神学院是训练牧师的。
And he explained the seminary is to train pastors.
所以呢，你平常穿着你要像一个牧师。
And you are to dress like a pastor.
这个其实是很有道理的。
This is reasonable.
你要别人去尊重你。
If you want other people to respect you.
你要你人家见到你的时候，会觉得这个人是值得去尊重。
When they see you, they should feel this person is worthy of respect.
要不然他为什么会向你学习呢？
Otherwise, why should he learn from you?
对老年人第三个要求呢，就是自守。
And the third requirement for the elder man is self-control.
这个就是一个自制的能力。
That is ability to control yourself.
换句话说，你做事情的时候，你会三思而后行。
In other words, when you do things, you need to think twice before you do it.
所以自守是一个智慧的一个表现。
And self-control is a demonstration of the wisdom.
那你会发觉呢，其实自守这个要求啊，是在这四类人里面呢，重复出现要求的。
You will find the self-control appears in all four groups.
但是呢，保罗讲到老年的妇女的时候呢，他用指教，其实指教这个字也是从自守里面变出来的。
But when Paul referenced the older women, he used the word train. Actually, the word train is also come from self-control.
所以这个说明，无论你人生在哪一个阶段，你都要学习自守。
It tells us, no matter which stage you are in your life, we all need to learn how to be self-controlled.
换句话说，你今天你觉得我已经学会自守，不等于你二十年以后，你同样会学会自守。
Let's say if you feel, I know how to be self-controlled today, you will not know in 20 years.
所以我们不能放松。
So we should not be relaxed.
我们在不同的环境底下，我们还是会面对不同自守的挑战。
In different circumstances, we'll face different challenges to be self-controlled.
比方说用钱这个事情。
For example, the spending.
在学生的年代啊，在我们当学生的年代
，When I was a student，
用钱的事情要自守是很容易的。
And to be self-control on the money spending is very easy。
因为你根本上没有钱。
Because you don't have money to spend。
所以你没有机会去乱花你的钱的。
So you don't have the chance to squander your money。
但是你出来工作以后，这个事情就不一样了。
But after you start working,
因为你收入多了
，it's different because your income increased.
所以呢，你用钱上面的自守就要小心了。
And and you need to be careful on your self controls on money spending.
到我们到老年的时候，你退休的时候，你会面对另外一个自守的问题。
And when you are older, when you face retirement, you face another issue of self-control.
就是你在时间运用的上面。
That is how you spend your time.
因为你再不需要上班了。
Because you don't need to work anymore.
你怎么可以不浪费神给你的时间呢？
How can you not waste the time God given you?
所以保罗要求，无论你是男女老少，你都要在自守的事情上面留意。
So Paul remind us, whether you are old, young man or woman, you need to be you need to know how to be self-control.
第三节里面呢，讲到另外一类人，就是老年的妇女。
And verse 3 mentioned the older women.
第三节说，又劝老年妇女举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人，好指教少年妇女。
They teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can train the younger women.
恭敬就是庄重的意思。
Reverent means worthy of respect.
那保罗特别提出两方面，他们的生活要表现庄重。
Paul particularly point out two aspects that they need to be worthy of respect.
第一就是不说谗言。
The first is not to be slanderer.
谗言这个字就是诬告的意思。
Slanderer means the false accusation.
那我们我不知道普通话是不是这样子讲啊哈？我们说谗言在广东话就是讲是非。
In Cantonese, the slander means you talk things that are that has not been proved to be right or wrong.
我觉得呢，中文真是很有趣的。他说这个事情叫是非，换句话说呢，它不是完全的是事实，它有一部分呢是非的，不是事实的。
It's very interesting in Chinese, and the things that are not all right or wrong, because they do not contain all the truth.
所以呢，这个非的部分就是诬告了，就是谗言嘛。
The wrong part is the false statement.
所以，耶稣在福音书里面呢，告诉我们，从一个人误会的邪恶的心呢，我们会长出这些谗言。
And Paul says, out of our evil heart, the slander will come out of that.
箴言讲到了，谗言最大的伤害就是会离间密友。
The proverb says, the biggest damage of gossip is to separate close friends.
罗马书第一章29-31呢，有一段很长的，把很多不同的罪列在一起。
And in the Romans chapter 1, verse 29-31, it listed all the sins.
他把谗言跟凶杀放在一起。
And it put the slander and the murders together.
他最后讲到，神判定行这样事的人是当死的。
And it says, according to God, the people who practice such things deserve to die.
那如果我们曾经就是接受过谗言的伤害的时候，你就知道谗言是一个很厉害的一个罪。
If you have been hurt by slander and you know, and this is a great sin.
另外一个庄重的一个表现呢，就是你不可给酒做奴仆。
Another demonstration of be worthy of respect is you do not be addicted to much wine.
为什么老年的妇女特别要小心谗言跟醉酒的问题呢？
Why for the elder women they need to be careful about the drunk and the slander?
提摩太前书里面呢就指出啊，因为特别就是这些老年的妇女，她待在家里面不工作的时候呢，就很容易学习懒惰，又说长道短，好管闲事，说些不当说的话。
In First Timothy, it mentions that for the elder women, they do not work, so they got into the habit of being idle, and they were going about from house to house, and they become idler and gossip and busybodies.
在这里我必须要提醒大家，圣经它常讲到醉酒的这个问题。
And the Bible oftentimes talks about the drunkenness.
但是呢，我们同一个原则可以用在所有让你上瘾的东西上面。
But one principle we can apply this to all things that you are addicted to.
所以呢，不单只是酒精啊，就是毒品啊，包括我们玩我们的手机啊，这些都会让人上瘾的，我们都要小心了。
Yeah, we need to be careful. Not only the alcohol, the drugs, and the phone, and those things we might get addicted to.
第三类，保罗提醒呢，就是这些少年的妇女。
The third groups, Paul talks about the younger women.
这些就是教会里面少年的姊妹呢。
They are the younger sisters in the church.
在第四节讲到呢，老年的妇女应该去教这些少年的妇女。
In the verse 4, it says older women ought to train the younger women.
所以呢，这个也是给我们教会里面姊妹的一个鼓励。
And this is also an encouragement to our sisters.
那你不一定有讲道的智慧。
You might not have the chance to preach.
你也不是，可能你不是主日学的老师。
Or you may not be the Sunday school teachers.
但是你要知道，其实姊妹，特别老年的姊妹，在教会里面有一个很重要的角色。
But you will know that the older women has a very important roles in the church.
因为你能够帮助教会的弟兄，包括他的领袖，去教少年的姊妹。
Because you can help. Church leaders and the brothers to teach younger women.
教会的弟兄需要你有两个很简单的原因。
The church's brother needs you. There's two simple reasons.
第一个原因就是很多时候弟兄去教一个姊妹是一个不太适当的一个情形。
Sometimes it's not convenient for a brother to teach sisters.
更重要的一个问题就是有些题目啊，你要去弟兄去教一个姊妹，我们根本上就没有这个经验。
For some topics that for brother to teach your sister, the brother don't even have such experience.
所以一个老年的一个成熟的姊妹去教一个少年的刚信主的姊妹是最好的一个安排。
But for a mature, older sister to teach your younger, sisters is a very good thing.
那么第四节就讲到，那么你这些少年的姊妹要学什么
？But what the younger women need to know?
他们要学爱丈夫、爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道被毁谤。
So they need to learn how to love their husbands and children, be self-controlled and pure.Be busy at home, be kind, and be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God.
所以我鼓励我们，就是教会里面特别年轻的姊妹，你去留意教会这些值得尊敬的，老年姊妹。
So, younger sister in the church, I encourage you to pay attention to the, older sisters.
请教他们，你是怎么做妈妈的，怎么做妻子的
？And to ask them, how do you be a mother and how do you be a wife?
如果你的丈夫不太敬虔的时候，你怎么爱下去啊
？How, if your husband is not very faithful, how could you love him?
所以呢，这些都是呢，老年的姊妹他们经历过这些事情。的时候呢，他可以教下一代的人去怎么去做。
So the older women they have such experience, so they know how to teach the younger sisters.
教会里面最后的一类的人呢，就是少年人。
And the last groups in the church is the younger men.
第六节讲到，又劝少年人要谨守。
And the verse 6, says encourage young men to be self-controlled.
所以我们已经讲过，谨守就是自制的意思。
You know, the self-control is to control yourself.
那为什么少年人只有一个要求呢
？Why the young man only has one requirement?
你会发觉，其实神呢对人的要求呢是夺胜定做的。
Yeah, you know that the requirement God has for us is tailored for us.
就是看你人生的程度 到哪一点呢？神对你的要求的多少有不同了。
It's according to your maturity, where you are in your life. God has a different requirement for you.
其实父母对孩子的要求也是一样。
Yeah, that's the same for the parents who require their have the requirement for their children.
我们父母对孩子的要求，无论是他多大，其实的要求都是一样，就是做一个好的孩子。
So the requirement actually is the same, it's to be a good children.
但是好孩子的定义的内容啊，就看你的年纪就不一样了。
But the definition for a good child is different, based on your age.
比方说你有一个两岁的儿子。
For example, you have a 2-year-old son.
那如果他能够安静吃饭，那么他就是一个好的孩子。
If he can eat quietly, he's a good kid.
那现在你有一个12岁的儿子了。
And now you have a 12-year-old son.
他一天到晚只懂安静吃饭，那么他不算是一个好的孩子。
If he only know how to eat quietly, he's not a good kid.
因为你看着他的年纪，他的陈述的程度呢，你对他有不同的要求。
Because his age and his maturity level, you have different requirements for him.
所以神对一个年轻的弟兄，他说，如果你能够做到谨守，那么你就是一个好的信徒了。
So for younger brothers, Paul said, if you can be self-control, then you are good.
保罗讲完怎么去找到教会里面四大类的人以后。
After Paul finished talking about this, the four different groups,
他就加了两个特别的类别。
And he added two special groups.
第一个就是第七到第八节讲的对提多的要求。
The first is the requirement for Titus.
第七节说，你自己凡事要显出现行的榜样，在教训上要正直端庄。言语全无可指责，教导反对的人自无处可说我们的不是，自便自觉受亏。
In verse 7 and 8, in everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about you.
提多是这个教会的牧师。
Titus is a pastor of the church.
但是呢，可能他的年纪不一定是很老。
But his age is not that old.
但是保罗要求他，你也要成为这些老年人的榜样。
But Paul required him to be a good example for the elder people.
必须要凡事显出现行的榜样。
And you need to set them a good example by doing what is good.
我今年呢，信耶稣已经40年了。
This year I believe in Jesus Christ for 40 years.
换句话说呢，我参加教会崇拜也已经40年了。
In another word, I attend church worship for 40 years.
那么，如果你问我一句，就是你记不记得崇拜讲道讲什么的呢？
If you ask me a question, do you remember what the worship,
sermon
is?
老实告诉你，我大部分都不记得。
But frankly, tell you that I don't remember most of them.
但是如果你问曾经带领过我的牧师是一个怎么样的一个人呢？
But if you ask me the pastors,Who the pastor is?
那么我可以很，我会记得，我会能够告诉你，很详细的，他是一个怎么样的一个人。
I can tell you in detail what kind of person my pastor is.
为什么我不记得他讲到的事情，会记得他是一个怎么样的人呢？
Why that I don't remember his sermons, but I remember what kind of person he is.
因为一个人的榜样比起他讲什么的影响力更大。
Because a person's example is more influential than his sermon and his teaching.
我们的榜样会留在人的心里面。
Our example will remain in people's mind.
所以保罗要求提多，你在教训上要正直。
So Paul required Titus to be sound in doctrine.
这个就是给长老的一个榜样。
That is an example for elders.
他要求提多，你要端庄。
And he required Titus to be worthy of respect.
这个是给老年人的一个榜样。
That's an example for elder.
长，你说话言语要纯全。
And you should have soundness of speech.
这个是给老年妇女的一个榜样。
And that's a good example for elder women.
最后一个特别的分类呢，就是奴仆。
And the last group is slaves.
那我们现在美国的社会里面没有奴隶的这个这类人了。
In America now we don't have slaves.
但是呢，我们很多人是一个员工啊。
But majority of us are employees.
我们可以把这个原则用在我们工作上面。
We can apply this principle to our work.
第九节里面呢讲到劝仆人要顺服自己的主人，凡事讨他的喜悦，不可顶撞他。
Verse 9 teaches slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please him, not to talk back to them.
保罗对仆人的第一个要求就是你要顺服你的主人。
The first requirement to slave is to be subject to their masters.
其实顺服的意思就是把你自己摆在你的主人的权底下了。
To be subject to someone is to put you under the authority of that person.
所以他是强调一个阶级之间的一个关系。
It's talks about the relationship between the different classes.
我们中间里面可能你是在公司里面是一个经理。
Some of you might be the managers in your company.
我问你呢，你最讨厌的手下是哪一类的？
I ask you, what's an unfavorite subordinate, what type of person they are?
我想到了，就是这些不顺服的员工。
I think they are the disobedient employee.
因为这些人呢，自以为是。
They think they are something.
他不会讨，就是老板的喜悦。
They are not pleasing.
你叫他去工作，他不会马上去做。
You tell them to work, they don't do it right away.
往往顶撞你。
And oftentimes they talk back to you.
批评你的做法。
And criticize the way you do things.
但是保罗提醒我们，如果你是一个基督徒的时候，你当仆人的时候，你要顺服你的主人。
Paul reminds us.If you are Christian, you need to be subject to your masters.
你要讨你的主人的喜悦。
And to earn favor from him.
怎么叫讨你的主人喜悦？
How do you be pleasing to your masters?
就是你做这个事情，就是好像为了你自己而做的一个态度。
That is to do things, that is like you are doing it for yourself.
第十节讲到呢，不可试拿东西。
And verse 10 says not to steal from them.
要显为忠诚，以致凡事尊荣我们的救主神的道。
And to show that they can be fully trusted, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive.
试拿东西是在我们的社会里面一个很普遍的现象。
And stealing is a very popular in our society.
有人指出啊。公司最大的损失就是他的员工偷东西。
Someone pointed out that the greatest loss of a company is their employee stealing from the company.
一个员工他可以偷，公司的客户。
The employee can steal the company's
就是这些 products 啊
，OK，or products.
OK， 他也可以偷公司的时间呢。
They can steal time.
他也可以呢，我们说假公济私，就是 其实是为了自己的好处而做的。
They can also jobbery.
这个就是为什么总公司常常要派人去这些分公司去观察他们。
That's why the headquarters often send people to visit the tried companies.
因为就是怕老板不在的时候，这些员工会偷东西。
They were afraid if their boss is not there, the employee will steal from the company.
那么，作为一个基督徒，你可能问一个问题。
So as a Christian, you might ask a question.
为什么人人都偷东西的时候，我们做基督徒不可以偷？
Why everyone is stealing, but not our, not Christian?
所以保罗就告诉提多，你做一个好人的好处。
And Paul told Titus the benefit to be a good people.
第十节里面他说，当你不是拿东西的时候啊。显为忠诚的时候，以知道凡事尊荣我们救主神的道。
Verse 10 said, if you don't steal and you are fully trusted in every way, they will make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive.
尊荣这个字其实就是装饰的意思。
Make something attractive is to adorn something.
装饰的这个字就是我们英文 cosmetic 的字的来源，就是化妆品的这个字的来源。
The word adorn, that is what the cosmetic comes from.
为什么妇女要化妆呢？
Why the women like to do makeup?
就是吸引人呢。
Is to attract people.
所以圣经说，如果你做一个员工不拿东西的时候呢，你会很吸引人，就是会很吸引人的。
Yeah, Bible says if you as an employee you do not steal, you will be attractive as a Christian.
所以呢，凡会带来一个结果，就是凡事尊荣我们救主神的道。
And so and that bring up outcome that the word of the teaching about God is adorned.
世人见到基督徒的忠诚的时候，我们的福音就好像一个首饰挂在你的颈上面一样。
When the people see that our Christian are trustworthy, it's just like we have the jewelry around our neck.
在香港呢，很多家庭会请这些女佣。女的工人。
In Hong Kong, the many families will hire the housemaid.
但是呢，你常常看报纸的时候呢，都见到这些工人怎么欺负家里面的小孩啊。
But if you read the news, oftentimes you will see how this housemaid abuse the children.
比方说，父母不在的时候打这个小孩，打到他很像要进医院。
For example, when the parents are not home, they will beat the kids, and sometimes to a point to be sent to the hospital.
比方说，他很怨恨他的主人，那么呢就不知道煮什么东西给他的小孩吃。
If he hold a grudge to his masters, he don't know, she doesn't know how, what to cook for the kids.
还有一个事情呢，就是这些女佣啊，她们偷东西是一个。可以说是一个公开的一个秘密。
For the housemaid who steal from their masters is a public secret.
我们广东话有句话叫打斧头啊，打斧头。
There's a Cantonese called that.
那我解释这个意思就是你给钱你的女佣去买东西的时候。那么他剩下来的零钱呢，他就会归他自己，他不会还你的。
That means if you give the money to your housemate to buy things, and if there is any extra change, they will not give it back to you, and they will keep it.
但是几年前呢，在新闻里面有截断的一个新闻呢。
And several years ago, there was a news.
有一个。女佣她做了11年了。
A housemaid who worked for 11 years.
然后他退休的时候呢, 他把过去的所有这些零钱还给他的主人。
When she retires, she gave back all the extra changes in the past 11 years to his her master.
差不多有1000美元。
It's about $1,000.
那你知道为什么这个事情会上新闻呢？
Do you know why this became a piece of news?
因为全世界的女佣都打斧头了嘛。
Because all the housemates are keeping the extra change to themselves.
但是有一个老实的女佣的时候，就成为新闻了。
There was one honest housemaid. That's why she became the news.
当我们传福音的时候，有一种反应是让我最难过的。
When I spread gospel, there was one reaction that made me sad.
就是这些人说，你们基督徒啊，假仁假义。
Because the people said, you Christians are hypocrite.
或者他说，你们教会里面的人最喜欢讲是非。
And the people in your church like to gossip.
很多时候我都不知道怎么会回答。
Most of the time, I don't know what to say.
因为当基督徒不把神的道活出来的时候，神的道就会被毁谤呢。When
Christians they do not live out God's word, the God's word will be maligned.
这个就是为什么神要求做长老的牧师的是要无可指责。That's
why God requires the pastor to be blameless.
要求神的儿女，无论你是男女老少，你要过一个生活，是你的信仰跟你的行为是一致的。Also
require the church's members, young, old, women, men, you shall live a life that is consistent with your belief.
因为当我们做一个好人的时候，这个人家就不能够批评我们所信的福音。Because
when are when we are good people, then no one will say anything bad about our.
你的好行为就好像一个首饰挂在你的颈上，很吸引人。And
your good behavior will be like a jewelry around your neck. It's very attractive.
最后，我们一起祷告。Let's
pray.
现在天父，我们来到你面前的时候，要承认我们的罪。
Dear Heavenly Father, we came to you to admit our sins.
因为很多时候，我们的行为的确，没有，达到我们的信仰的要求。
Oftentimes, our behavior does not meet the requirement of our belief.
但是我们求圣灵每一天带领我们。
But we ask Holy Spirit to lead us every day.
因为当我们按着圣经去过我们的生活的时候，我们知道。 神你的名就会被高举。Because
we know when we live our life according to the Bible, that God, your name will be exalted.
愿意主你帮助我们去全心全意的去爱你，去遵守你的话。Lord,
help us to love you and to obey your word wholeheartedly.
全个教会一同去遵守主你的吩咐。Our
whole church will follow your word.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.